Talk Live, you may take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. And I've been taking it for a heck of a lot more than 7 days. It's for 7 days, you just use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy inside of your search. You start the startpage.com 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
As we continue, we'll take your calls about what's on your mind, and then coming up, we'll play you a clip about how not to do activism. First, we go to Neil in California. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey. What's on your mind tonight, Neil?
Well, not much. I just have a kind of interesting, you know, obsession of mine. It's a little bit personal. I was just wondering what your thoughts were, you know, on the morality of it.
Okay, sure.
Okay, well, I don't know. To be frank, I'm sexually aroused by handicapped people, amputees, and other people who are, I don't know, disabled in some way. Is that wrong? I don't know. I don't have any explanation for it, but... I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, to me, personally, it seems a little weird because I can't relate to it, but I don't think it's any stranger than, say, a foot fetish.
How does it work exactly? I mean, is it only for people that are physically crippled, or is it for people that are... Yes?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, if there's nothing physically wrong with them, but they have a serious, you know, mental impairment, mm-hmm. I find that attractive as well, but it's primarily, you know, people... Without a limb or something like that, you know, like a serious physical difference.
Do you find Ian attractive?
Do I find what? Sorry?
Ian, my co-host, Ian. Do you find him attractive?
Is he disabled?
Well, I'm convinced that he has a severe mental, illness, and I'm just trying to figure out whether or not you noticed it too.
Well, if he's a host, he can't be that disabled. He's not, you're on
oh,
the radio.
I don't know about that. It's not hard to get on the radio. Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't think that cuts it. You know, I like people who, you know, can't tie their shoes and stuff.
Okay. Okay, the question I have for you is, are you only attracted to people with a serious disability, or is that just one thing that does it for you?
Well, that's primarily it. There's a variety of other things, though. Like, really, really old people. Like if they're so old that they almost fall into that same category, you know?
So if they're shuffling around on a walker, then that's kind of hot.
Why, a one-legged geriatric dwarf would be really awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
wait, hold on.
Is gender an issue here for you, or it just doesn't bother you?
Sorry, what?
Is gender an issue for you here, or it doesn't bother you?
Oh, no, gender's not an issue, definitely. I mean, you know, species is not an issue. I mean, believe me.
Really?
Plenty of, well, I don't know, to a point, you know, maybe... Some might say
that you are crossing a line with the interspecies stuff.
Well, that seems very weird to me, but I don't know that I necessarily say it was morally wrong. So have you ever actually had relations with somebody who had a handicap?
Well,
or is
no.
Or it's just a fantasy of yours?
It's a fantasy. I mean, as far as handicapped people, no, I've never actually, you know, gone all the way, but... I've been with a few, you know, really, really old people, you know, who didn't have any kind of handicap. But
where'd you meet them? The old people.
Well, I've known them all my life.
You're not related to them, are you?
Yeah.
And when you say you've been, when you say, well, wait, when you say you've been with them, I mean, without getting too graphic, what do you mean? Are you talking about sexually?
Yes.
Can you give me a little more detail?
And you said you're related to them.
Give me one encounter that you're talking about.
An encounter? I don't know. It's a little delicate, you know.
It is delicate.
I was still young. It was on Christmas. Okay, all right. But he had a present, right? And it was one of those ones where you pull the top off of the box and then...
They always,
you know,
get me with this one.
Typical present.
Oh, no. Did we lose?
He had the present positioned over his crotch.
Yeah. Oh, that's an old one, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Is that where it all started?
That's what he likes, the old one.
Yeah, I guess that's where it all started. I mean, I guess that's what you're pointing to, but...
So maybe this initial sexual encounter with this old man, who presumably was it your grandpa?
Yes.
So the sexual encounter with your grandfather with the present on his penis, that was what started your obsession, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right.
How old were you at the time? Just out of curiosity. Approximately.
Know, 5, 6.
Do you think that did have some kind of a formative impact on your sexuality? Like,
yeah,
was that a cathartic moment for you, looking back on it?
Okay. That's only one, you know, part of it. It's, you know, it's detailed. That's just the kind of attraction to elderly people. I mean, I don't know where to explain the attraction to, you know, apes and, you know, or veterans.
Does this bother you? I mean, does it bother you that you have these urges?
No. I feel, you know, lucky. I'm unique.
Yeah, and not very many are attracted to apes, so it's not like you've got a lot of competition out there.
I mean, the only thing I would say, as long as you're not taking advantage of children or people with mental handicaps.
People with dementia or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're getting informed consent from somebody, then do whatever makes you happy.
Probably not a good idea, though, for him to get a job in a nursing home, though, right?
No, I don't know how healthy that would be. I don't know if...
I'm going to take care, actually.
The story just gets more and more.
No, you can't have consent. I mean, most of the people that really, you know, get it going for me are not people that could even give consent, whether they wanted to or not. Maybe they don't have a face or something. I don't know.
Well, wait. You're not attracted to young people. You're only attracted to elderly people and crippled people, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, young if they're young and crippled. I mean,
oh boy,
it's young people, not so much. But I could definitely get there.
This is a great. This is one of the best cranks I think that we've had.
Yeah,
in a long time.
He's quick on his feet, and the story gets more and more ludicrous as you go on.
Right,
it draws you in, and I gotta say, you know, I don't know about a 10, but it's one of the best
I've heard in a long time.
Thank you for the call tonight, Neil. Certainly appreciate it. At 800-259-9231. It's the quick on your feet factor, the ability to answer whatever questions
and
are thrown out.
It's ridiculous. So you kind of want to keep it going. Some cranks are just. They're annoying, and you just want to get the person off the air.
Right.
But if it's really ridiculous and interesting to listen to the, you know, the fake story as it goes along, it's great.
Yeah, that was well done. All right, James in Louisiana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Yes, hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah, I had to call in about fetishes, man. That was awesome. Yeah. My fetishes are redheads, goths, and pregnant women.
Goths. Now, we were just talking about goths the other night, and it's not anything that does anything for Mark or myself, the goth look.
A little bit. I'm not into the piercing so much, but
the black...
Look, the black hair,
the white makeup.
Not the totally white face.
Vampire teeth.
I'm not that into it.
Okay.
I just like a girl with like dark hair and who's skinny
and
chill.
I'm of the opinion that a hot girl is a hot girl, and it doesn't really matter what kind of style of dress she has.
James, did you just want to share your fetishes with us, or did you have something else you wanted to mention?
Oh yeah, actually, I called in for. Oh, I wanted to delegate superpowers to the FTL crew.
How do you do
Which
that?
Which superpowers are you referring to?
Oh, just something I was thinking about last night. Like, Mark, you would have the super ego.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And Ian, like, he would have the superpowers of clarity.
X-ray vision, I'll take that one. How about that?
X-ray vision. Well, yeah, just from my point of view, you can have any ones you want, I guess.
And Nick gets...
Do I get anything here, or am I just kidding?
Oh, yeah, Nick, I would say you'd have, like, super... You're kind of tricky.
Tricky?
Yeah, tricky, because,
tricky
like,
good or tricky bad?
Tricky, well, good, I guess. It depends.
You get the superpower of confusion. Thanks, James, for the call. Hey, James, thank you. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want.
Annoying boy who can irritate anybody in a matter of seconds.
I don't like my superpower.
Yeah.
I want a different one. Maybe somebody out there has a different idea.
You can bring up anything here. Whether you want to tell us about your fetishes or whatever. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. SACL CAI, by the way, has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com, right there in the top of the banner column. That's SACL CAI. As we continue here, we will take your calls about anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. So, I mentioned that I've got an audio clip that I wanted to share with you here. Johnson came across it. I'm not sure how. It's from this group of...
He does find the strangest things.
It's from this group of people who you might call them activists. I think you'd have to call them activists because they seem to be fairly active. But as far as what they're accomplishing is concerned, I don't know if it's of anything that's too significantly valuable. I'm sure people will disagree with me vehemently, though. It's a group called We Are Change. Have either of you heard of them?
No. I've heard the group's name, but I don't recall exactly what they do.
They're pretty much one of the 9/11 truth coup movements. Basically, that's like what they were formed for, okay, and what they're all about. If you go to their website, wearechange.org, and you read their question, their Who is Change page, it's all about September 11th, September 11th, September 11th. But apparently what they're doing now is they're glomming on to more current events, which I think is a smart move for them to do.
September 11th was a long time ago.
Yeah, well, 2001 at least.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is they're latching on to current events and using that to promote their group, which is still about promoting September 11th. And I can get into their little mission statement here. Maybe we'll do that in a moment. But I just wanted to play this as an example of what I consider to be not very effective activism. And some people will accuse me of doing ineffective activism, which is fine. I mean, we've all got our opinions about what's appropriate and what's not. I mean, some people would say that going and smoking pot in the middle of town and in the public park is a bad idea and not good activism. And that's fine. I more than welcome the critique. But I don't think that screaming in a bookstore is particularly good. I mean, whatever, regardless of the message you're
That's
trying
just
to
poor etiquette.
Yeah,
really.
Just regardless of the, even if your message is a good one, and in this case, maybe it was kind of on target. We'll share that in a moment. But this screaming guy, at the top of your lungs in a bookstore.
This guy kind of reminds me, of the "Don't Tase Me Broke" guy.
Well, no, it's different because with the "Don't Tase Me Bro" guy, that was a guy who was at a public event at a college at which he was an attendee of that college, and he asked a question that I guess, who was it that was even on stage? Did John Gary or something? That he didn't want asked, and they, you know, the cops came and they tackled him and they tased him and it was awful. So he was trying to get away
but
from
John
the police.
Gary was actually trying to answer the question, isn't that right? So it's just sort of the bureaucrats sort of overreacted.
That's true. Yeah, the cops. Well, anyway, what happened was, in that case, he was attacked by the police.
Most of the screaming took place when he was about to get tasered.
Yeah. He was trying to escape from the clutches of the police. He was at a place where he was
rude. He was kind of rude at the podium. He kind of took up like a minute and a half just going on and on.
I found him irritating in the same way that I find these people irritating, though. And so that's where it, sort of strikes for me.
I think that the guy in the "Don't Tase Me" situation was justified in his frustration and his anger because he was actually being attacked. In this case, these are just security agents removing them from private property. So let me play the clip, and then we can continue to discuss. And you're welcome to comment or bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Oh, this would help if I unmuted things here. Again, this is. Let me just set the scene a little bit further. It's at some bookstore, Borders, Barnes & Noble, something like that, where Al Gore has come out to do a book signing. I guess he's got a new environmental book that he's releasing here. And so they decided, I guess they got mic'd up, and they had guys with cameras in the bookstore filming this from, I guess, different locations. And so what you'll hear in the beginning, this is from a much longer video, a six-minute video. I cut it down to 30 seconds. I only took two clips from two portions of the video. But before what you hear first, there are a couple of instances where a couple guys have already gone in and asked Al Gore about the whole Climate Gate thing, where the emails were released, over 1,000 emails were released from a certain university over in the UK, basically revealing that some of the scientists that are doing these studies are less than honest about their methods, and basically they're forging stuff and doing all kinds of naughty things.
And ostracizing scientists that disagree with them.
Yeah, so their purpose here was to ask Al Gore about this, which would have been fine all on its own to approach a political figure at a book signing and ask a question that was, you know, not the usual questions he's getting, not fawning over him, just asking him a tough question. I think that's a fine thing to do. But to then start screaming as you're being led off of private property about how you have a First Amendment right and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, here's the clip.
Comment on Climate Gate. Climate Gate, First Amendment right here. Climate Gate. Climate Gate. Research ClimateGate, this guy's a fraud, it's a scam. They are trying to institute a global government through a carbon tax. This guy's working on a carbon tax, that's all it is. It's a global government, get your hands off me. First Amendment rights, get your hands off me.
Now, maybe he's right. You know, maybe what he said was actually correct.
About the ClimateGate and it being true.
About
the motives for a global government and the global carbon tax.
But is it the best way? I mean, the people that are standing in line to meet Al Gore are obviously the most fanatical, right? Because you have to be a bit of a fan to go and stand in line somewhere and get a book signed, don't you? So
you're
essentially screaming your message out at the fanatical in the middle of what is supposed to be a quiet location, and you expect that to be successful?
Well, it doesn't exactly make your position look reasonable.
No, it makes you look like a shouting madman.
And you're not really reaching out. Number one, you're not reaching out to the people who are at the book signing, really, because their minds are pretty much made up, most likely. And if your other motivation that I could see coming out of this is to try to get Al Gore to appear unreasonable when he answers your tough but fair question.
But he really didn't even let the guy answer the question. It was just like, ClimateGate, what do you think about ClimateGate? You know, right. He just was screaming at him.
So I could see you're going for one of two things, which is convince the people in the bookstore or get it on tape, on the mic, so that you can convince other people who weren't actually there. This, the way they handled it, doesn't seem like it would be good at doing either.
No, it's just basically a macho flash. But then there was more. After Gore left the bookstore, there was this. They were waiting for him outside. And I'm cutting this very, very short, by the way. This went on much longer than that. In the scene in which that he mentions ClimateGate and then is let out of the bookstore, he does have a few more moments in advance of that where he's asking him to comment on ClimateGate, and you can barely hear what Gore is saying. So Gore does respond to some extent, but it's, you know, it's a blow off.
I don't know if I would respond at all to someone who was screaming at me.
No, he doesn't start screaming until. He's led away until the security guards come in. And if it's the cops that are attacking you in public at some sort of an event, I think you're totally within your rights to scream at the top of your lungs. But if you're in a bookstore on private property trying to ambush somebody...
The First Amendment is not even in interplay there.
Right. There's more here. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get three bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, bring up anything. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up, again, whatever you want. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of the show at shrine.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you likely ever imagined possible when you move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And one of the things that just turns me off from an activist perspective is shouting. Shouting and chanting and stuff like that where people are raising their voices. You don't make a better point when you make it louder. It doesn't get through to people, I don't think, as effectively.
I think there are times to raise your voice, but I don't think they're very often.
Give me one.
Well, if you, for instance, are having on the radio, you're having a conversation with somebody that you just can't get through to, they're talking over you, things like that. There may be a time to talk a little louder so that you can be heard.
Well, it would all depend, Mark. In that case, you might just be better off just turning the collar down a little bit rather than raising your voice. Many times when you raise your voice, you sound like a shouting madman, and I usually point that out to you.
Yeah, well, we've both done the shouting madman thing.
I think that if you're in a public event and you're addressing a crowd, sure, it makes sense to use a megaphone or raise your voice or something like that. But in many cases, a lot of political activism involves things like chanting and yelling. We saw this a lot, and there was a particularly appropriate comment that I thought during the most recent presidential election. There were these groups of shouting people. On one side, you'd have the group of McCain supporters. On the other side, you'd have a group of Hillary supporters or Ron Paul supporters or whoever, because they're all guilty of it.
I definitely did the chanting, too.
They're all guilty of it.
Well, that's a little bit different. You're not really reaching out to the public. Essentially, you're screaming at people who are in a different camp than you.
It's mindless, and it doesn't do anything. It's just as somebody put it, monkeys yelling at each other. And that's all. You're just hairless monkeys.
Well, that may be true, but you are also just a hairless monkey. And for some people, if you say you've got delegates walking into a state Republican convention, to some extent, they're judging support based on which group of hairless monkeys is hooting and hollering the loudest. I mean, there is some, in that particular instance, I think that would be in a situation where it's appropriate.
They feel pressure.
I don't think it's appropriate to try to reach out to people that you're trying to convince of a viewpoint by yelling at them or screaming at somebody else who you disagree with, because that makes you look unreasonable.
Yeah, it just strikes me as particularly thoughtless and mindless, and what they did here in this case.
It was fun, though. I did the same thing when I went out to the Ron Paul rally.
The We Are Change people here at the Al Gore book signing, they screaming in the midst of a bookstore.
Comment on Climategate, First Amendment rights here, Climategate!
And talk about not understanding the First Amendment. And this happens a lot. And it doesn't matter from where the activist is coming, whether they're coming from the left or from the right or from wherever these people are coming from. The First Amendment is, well, part of the Bill of Rights, which is a set of rules for the government to follow. And so the Bill of Rights was set out to basically tell the government people, hey, these are the things you definitely cannot violate. You need to let people speak freely. But it doesn't apply to private property. It applies to governmental things and governmental goings-on and public property and stuff like that. You don't have freedom of speech here on Free Talk Live. It's a private property show. We, you know, own these airwaves, and that we're here homesteading them right now. We have control over the board and whether or not the phone calls go out over the air. And Free Talk Live has some pretty lax rules. We'll let anybody call in about virtually anything. And as long as you don't violate the FCC's little rules and put our radio station's licenses in jeopardy, you'll be able to say whatever you want. We'll talk about things of a sexual and adult nature in a non-pandering manner. And so you can pretty much talk about anything, but if you get on the air and drop the F-bomb, we're going to hit the dump button, we're going to drop your call, and you're going to be done for. You don't get to shout about your First Amendment rights here because you don't have them here. And in the same way, you don't have them when you're in Barnes & Noble. Even though Barnes & Noble is a public store in that anybody who, you know, has shirt, shoes, and doesn't look crazy and dangerous can walk in the front door and go buy a book if they want to. So it's public from that aspect, but it's not public property in that somebody is ultimately in charge of that.
Barnes & Noble owns, well, or they lease it from somebody who owns the property, but they have control over that private property.
And
in much the same way that somebody can't walk into your house and start ranting at you,
right,
because it's your house.
So just when you hear this guy in the video shouting about how it's his First Amendment right, he's wrong. You don't look like you know what you're doing, at least not from a perspective of somebody that loves freedom.
Research Climategate, this guy's a fraud, it's a scam! They are trying to institute a global government through a carbon tax! This guy's working on a carbon tax, that's all it is! It's a global government, get your hands off me! First Amendment rights, get your hands off me!
So it's not a cop, it's just a private security guy that's leading him gently out of the building.
Right, so he's playing quite the martyr there.
He's probably got his hand gripping his shoulder.
I can only imagine that the people that are there for an Al Gore book signing,
what are they thinking?
Yeah, probably like the idea of a one world government, and probably like the idea of that one world government controlling carbon tax, having a carbon tax.
They're like, duh, that's why we're here.
Right.
Get the guy out of here. What a jerk. But then the very end, the reason I wanted to play this again was because the very end, just listen to it as it just devolves into, because it's when Al Gore is walking out of the bookstore and they're outside waiting for him to ambush him again as he gets into his little limo van thing. It just devolves into a cacophony of nonsense.
New World Order traitor.
Right. At first you can hear them saying things, but eventually the shouting just becomes so cacophonic is, I think, the best word for it. Here it is.
Oh,
Now that's going to stop him, right? I mean, get out by ambush him as he's going into his limo and
a
start
dozen
yelling.
Crazy guys yelling about you're a New World Order traitor. I don't know. If there is this New World Order thing, they don't even know that the terminology I would imagine that these people use. I've heard this New World Order thing before. George Bush Sr. said it.
They use the terms.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean the same thing to them as it does to...
No, it's definitely, there's definitely, and here's where it gets a little bit dicey for me. I mean, I think there's definitely politicians out there who are working towards centralizing power and globalizing power.
Even bankers.
And it certainly seems like there might even
businessmen,
be a
rich
series
people.
Of events that they're putting into place. Like, it does seem to me that there is a plan. There's a European Union now, a South American Union that's very fragile and in its beginning stages, an African Union, and I think they are trying to create a North American Union in the long run. So I think there are a lot of rich and powerful people trying to create a one-world government. I just don't know that they term themselves the New World Order or the Bilderbergers. I don't know how constructive it is to, you know, use the terminology that you hear in the conspiracy crowds, because I think the conspiracy crowds go way overboard and read too much into it,
yeah,
instead of just saying you're rich and powerful people trying to create a one-world government.
Right. It's bad
they
enough
control
that
people's lives
that they're shouting and just essentially turning people away because of that, but also they turn people away because they use the kind of catchphrases of the conspiracy crowd. As soon as you hear somebody shouting New World Order at the top of their lungs, what else do you need to know about them? You already know, well, you know, where exactly where they're coming from, presuming you've heard this stuff before, as we have just over and over again. So I just wanted to share that as what I thought was just a particularly example of poor activism. I think there's a time and a place for getting loud if the cops are actually hurting you or hurting your friends or something like that. It makes sense to yell and to be frustrated and upset in that case. But if you're in the middle of a bookstore at a book signing, it's entirely inappropriate and is not going to do anything to persuade anyone who's observing. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, we would like you to support our show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. For all of $3 a month, we'll take that money and reinvest it into Free Talk Live and get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up for with any major credit card or PayPal or some of our alternative options, and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, amp-only forum, and more. It's all there at amp.freetalklive.com.
And a decoder ring and some mouse ears.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But it sounds cool.
How would you like to get a non-lethal weapon into the hands of your loved ones with a stopping power that rivals that of a handgun? It's the Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray. Its high level of utility comes from the fact that it is out and in your hand, unlike other weapons, and there's no expectation by the perp that you have a weapon. It's the Tiger Light. You can get one today, and you can get it personalized for your significant other for the holidays at tiger.freetalklive.com. That's tiger.freetalklive.com. You don't want to wait around too long. Christmas is getting close.
All right, let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Tyrone is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tyrone.
Yes, hi. This is Tyrone. How are you guys doing tonight?
What's happening, dude?
Not too much. I've got, you know...
Hello?
And I talked to the screener. I don't know if he told you, but I'm a white Black Panther.
Is that right?
I believe like everything that the Black Panthers had to say. I believe. You
no,
know, wait,
are you talking about the new Black Panther Party, or are you talking about the old school Black Panthers?
Not the new Black Panther. How dare you besmirch the Black Panther name? I am talking about the old Black Panther Party.
So you're saying that, wait a minute, you're saying that the new...
with all 10 points, and we need to implement them now.
10 points?
The 10-point plan, the 10-point program.
Can you give me a breakdown of what... Oh, here it is, the 10-point program. So tell me what your favorite point is of the 10 points.
Four.
Number four, that's helpful. Could you rattle it off for me?
We want an immediate end to all wars of aggression.
Hey, I'm all in favor of that.
Same here.
Listen, we need this. But another big problem is that I'm white, and I have a huge problem with whiting. I cannot.
So you're self-hating. You're a self-hating white guy then.
Terribly. I hate. I know you two are white, right?
I allegedly yes.
Of us here.
I don't answer. I don't answer racial questions. I feel that they're. I feel they're belittling.
Well, I hate you.
Mark is white, though, in answer to your question.
How do you know I'm white?
You look white to me.
Well, and you're the arbiter of what's white?
Yeah, in my own mind, I guess I am.
Well, I can tell you that I have both Hispanic and Mongolian blood, so I am somewhat Asian and somewhat Hispanic.
Not very much.
Do you only hate white people, or do you also hate other people?
Well, not only are you two white, you also, you guys sound like you're in love. I just have to say that, too. That's
private. So, wait, are you saying that you hate gay people, too? Hello?
What are you talking about? I'm a Black Panther. I can't stand whitey.
I'm trying to find out what it means to be a Black Panther. Honestly, I don't know very much. I mean, you don't hear much about the Black Panthers these days. Sometimes the KKK gets a little bit of press, but very rarely. I mean, you just don't hear much
about
hate groups.
When you hear about the Black Panthers, they show up to protest the KKK.
Say again, Tyrone?
I said you're asking the wrong question.
I'm asking the wrong questions. I just want to know, it's my understanding that the Black Panthers are a black supremacist group, which would mean that you presumably also hate Asians and other people that are of different ethnic backgrounds. Would that be true, or is it just that you hate white people?
Hmm? Yeah, but you do too.
Wait, what do I... What? I do what?
What?
You said, I do too, and I asked you what?
Yeah, you hate the Asians, you hate the blacks, you hate
everyone else. What evidence do you have of that? Because that's pretty outrageous.
Last two Thursdays ago.
Your phone's messed up. We got to let you go. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Doesn't sound like he was even... I don't think he could hold the jockstrap of that last crank caller
He was reaching.
Yeah. Good try, though. 800-259-9231.
White Black Panther has, it's a foundation to build a prank call on.
But he's just ripping off dates.
You better be very versed in the Black Panthers, and you have to have a certain it's all about the delivery with a prank call.
Right. I pulled up the Wikipedia page on the Black Panthers and found the 10-point program, which is probably where
was number four the same thing?
Yes. That's probably where he was reading it from,
too. I mean, the subject matter of that crank call earlier was ridiculous, but the delivery was done in such a way that it was pleasing to listen to.
Yeah. And I'm not saying the guy was terrible or anything. I've certainly seen a lot worse prank calls.
Oh, absolutely. It was a good try.
Like a five or a six, and probably with a little bit of practice, he might have pulled something off. Certainly better than those people that call in with the Arnold Schwarzenegger voiceover things from the internet where he goes,
oh, the soundboards, yeah.
I am Bach, or whatever.
Or Miss Cleo or something like that.
Keeps on saying things, and they try to fit it in by pushing the buttons. That doesn't work.
So, 800-259-9231. But the Black Panthers still, I guess, kind of an interesting topic nonetheless. It seemed like he was ripping off Dave...
Chappelle,
because Dave Chappelle did the reverse joke where he was in his skit, one of his skits, he was a black guy who was in the KKK.
Who was also blind.
Oh, that's true.
He didn't know he was black.
Right, that's right.
Right. It's hilarious. That particular skit that he did was very funny. And, I've watched, I think, all of the first season. I think he does a really great job.
Yeah, that was a brilliant show. There's no doubt about that. You know, one of the things we were talking about here during the break was this Rand Paul character. Nick, you had some questions about him, and I've been involved in a bit of an internet forum
war?
Flame war, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spending your time well. Be calling radio stations trying to get them to carry us. You gotta hassle the ultra-righties.
You got to have something to do when you're on hold at the radio station, right? But apparently somebody, one of our listeners, posted a thread over on the Ron Paul forums, Liberty Forest, I guess it's called, formerly known as the Ron Paul forums, about how Free Talk Live was bashing on Rand Paul the other night when we found out through the press release that he put out on his own website that he wants to build an underground fence. I don't remember if it was an underground electric fence, but I bet he'd be in favor of that, too. Wanted to build an underground fence and start building military bases near the helicopter pads. It was helicopter pads, as I recall, near the southern border, and that he wanted to put all the people in Guantanamo Bay into military tribunals. this guy is bad news.
To be fair, Ron Paul also was in favor when he was campaigning of tighter enforcement of the border.
But I don't recall him hearing anything about an underground fence or military tribunals for people in Guantanamo.
But he wanted, as I recall, Rand wanted us to declare war on Afghanistan.
Probably true.
And to be perfectly honest, had it been done with the declaration of war, I'm not sure I would have objected to Afghan conflict. I don't agree with the way it's been carried out as a war of conquest and occupation.
But we're not even talking about that. I might have agreed with you at one point, but there's the fact is that we had no reason to go to war with Afghanistan in thinking about it.
But we're not even talking about that. We're talking about the people in Guantanamo Bay, who many of them aren't even from Afghanistan. They're people that were rounded up on the streets of Pakistan by warlords that wanted to get a cash reward for bringing the U.S. government people. This
bodies.
Rand Paul guy calls them terrorists without ever having been convicted of anything, and says we need to put these terrorists in military tribunals. I mean, it's crazy. So I was there. I'm there on the forums, and I've been doing it all day, responding over there. And of course, they shoved the thread into the off-topic forum. It was originally in the Rand Paul 2010 forum, and they sidelined it as much as they possibly could, because I was pointing out that I'm not interested in supporting somebody who doesn't even come close to being principled. And on top of that, he's no different from any of the other liberty candidates out there. But what's most amazing is the response from what, I guess, lack of a better term, Rand Paulians or Rand Paulites out there that are basically defending this guy, saying things like, well, these are minor issues. If you agree with him on 95% of these are minor issues. We're talking about human beings here. We're talking about people's lives that are being put in jeopardy by what this guy is talking about. And I'm sorry, I don't consider that a minor issue at all. Then one of them comes back and he says that, because I pointed out some of them were saying, well, he's just pandering because he needs to get elected in Kentucky. And, you know, those dumb rednecks in Kentucky, you have to say what you have to say. And I said, so what you're saying is then that he's telling lies in order to get elected. Are you saying that he's planning on not getting reelected, that he's going to be a one-term guy, and that his opponent's not going to point out that he lied to people in order to get elected? That he's just going
to
get in.
Politicians lie to get elected all the time. Although, if you're trying to start a principled career,
right,
it's a very bad place to start. If in fact that's what he's doing.
And I know I'm not going to support somebody that's lying. So either he's being honest and he's a fascist, or he's lying and he's really going to be all liberty oriented. I'm not going to support a liar. And one of these guys said he absolutely thinks politicians should lie to get into office. these are our friends. I don't want anything to do with you people. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.